producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tuesday, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. We're here to introduce you to all the candidates running in the New Hampshire primary like you haven't already heard much. Well, actually, you haven't heard a lot about these people because there are 58 candidates on the ballot today in the New Hampshire primary. Do you know that, Jen?
I did not know that there were 58.
All right, go to the trending box. At DougSteffen.com, you'll see the four stories that seem to be on the top of the heap, if you will. New Hampshire situation is number one. Hawaii has declared a dengue fever state of emergency. What is your, what knowledge do you have on dengue fever? D-E-N-G-U-E.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I know how to spell it. I don't know much about it. I know my vast knowledge is that I don't want it.
Yes. The mayor of Hawaii County, Billy Kinoy, signed a state of emergency proclamation last night because of the dengue fever outbreak, which started in September. It has something to do with poop, as I recall. I believe.
You know, what doesn't, really? If it matters in life, you know, it's something to do with poop.
It's poop, yeah, exactly. So those of you who, we have two stations in Hawaii, anybody got any info on this or feelings?
Or if you have dengue fever yourself.
You have the fever, yeah, right. Call 888-302.
Please wrap yourself in plastic.
It's probably not. I'm guessing that it isn't funny, given that they've signed a state of emergency there. But is this more of the same kind of thing that we're getting with the whatever, the mosquito? Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Dengue fever is mosquito-borne.
Yes.
But this one causes more pain, where the Zika virus is basically, unless you're pregnant, you only have like the symptom of the flu at the most. This one
gets into your joints and stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a debilitating thing. Yeah. You get high fever, headaches, pain behind the eyes, severe joint and muscle pain, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, skin rash, and mild bleeding from your nose.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, one of the other trending boxes at DougSteffen.com today focuses on the governor of Michigan, Mr. Snyder. There is a recall petition that has been approved in Michigan, so the process can begin. I hope they recall the guy. I hope he gets booted out on his butt. He is a miserable excuse for a chief executive in a state. He's a weakling. He's not telling the truth. He's created or allowed to be created under his watch a mess that will affect the lives of thousands of people in Flint and beyond. He's a disgrace and should be gone. Other than that, how do you really feel, Doug? That's how I really feel. Jennifer, you're welcome to weigh in or not.
No, he's got to go. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. The fact that he's just getting the recall petition going now is surprising to me. I'm surprised it didn't happen the day after the story broke.
Right. All right, so here's El Chapo in the news today, according to the trending story at DougSteffen.com. He said he's willing to plead guilty in the United States.
Like it matters. He's going to just motor out of prison.
But under one condition, Jennifer, what is that big condition?
He'd like to be put in a jail cell with Sean Penn.
Yes, right. All right, so anyway. That's
isn't it right?
Where it goes. It's a big secret. That's what I said. It's a big secret. It's one big condition.
Right.
Gotta check the story out at DougSteffen.com. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the number of candidates. So here we have the first results of electionary. The polls are actually open until 7 o'clock.
And they already opened, right? In like Snuggler's Notch or wherever. What's it called?
The Smuggler's Notch. No, it's called Dixville Notch.
Dixville. There was a notch involved.
You can snuggle in Dixville with your smuggler. Okay. So the Republicans.
Who's winning there in the old Dodge?
Kasich got 3 votes. Trump got 2.
Kasich's gonna do better
2.
Than people think.
He's gonna
and
be
I think
number
Chris
2.
Christie will do better than people think as well.
Well, I can just hope for that, and I hope Bush stays in the race. Actually,
I actually do hope he stays in the race. Okay, so I watched a little bit of, and this is kind of unusual because I actually have the afternoon off is what they call it in radio when the national networks take over for election coverage. So I actually have you know, I'm getting bumped and
probably getting paid anyway.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's a replay, but I'm getting I could do a live replay, but why? You know, take a day off, relax a little bit.
Right.
So usually when that
or
happens,
do some more work for Dad, which is what
right. Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm actually thrilled because I'm going to go catch up.
Get
when you have 3
up.
Jobs, yes. you take it where you can get it. But usually on nights that I don't have to do my afternoon show, I give myself the night off from the news cycle.
Yeah.
But watched a little bit of Fox just in between DVR shows of Grandfather last night.
Really?
And a couple of things I noticed. One, Megyn Kelly was visiting with Chris Christie and was attacking him for attacking Marco Rubio.
Really?
Paging Roger Ailes.
She doesn't get it.
Paging Roger Ailes.
Her star has risen and is falling.
Oh,
she
I don't know.
Never get another job anywhere else but at Fox. And it doesn't work there.
So then I see that, and I'm kind of ticked off, so I start watching my episode of Grandfathered.
Yeah.
That
what
episode
is that,
ends.
By the way? What's Grandfathered?
That's the John Stamos show, really cute, where he finds out he's a grandfather.
Oh, okay.
He has a son and all this. It's very cute show.
Okay.
Half hour. So then Hannity's on, and I've got that going. And I see Jeb sitting there with Hannity, and, you know, I look at
Hannity's
him.
Hannity's up in New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see him yesterday.
Bush is wearing this casual pullover sweater, and Donald Trump had just been on, and I don't know. There's something
Trump was on with Hannity.
There's something fun about watching the Jeb and Trump
together.
They're,
well, when they walked
they
out, you know how
have.
Many people, I think you commented on it yesterday, for those who didn't hear the conversation, but if you saw what happened Saturday night, one of the things you noticed, the ABC folks didn't quite get the cue right for the candidates, so there was an introduction for Dr. Carson, and he came up, but he didn't really hear
didn't
it.
Hear it.
So he stood there, and then Donald Trump came out, and the two of them...
Well, Donald Trump knew what was going on, and Donald Trump, I thought, did the gentlemanly thing, and he actually stood with Dr. Carson while all the other candidates just sort of walked right past him. Jeb Bush actually hit Donald Trump on the shoulder, which looked friendly until he saw him roll his eyes.
I didn't see him roll his eyes.
Oh, yeah, you should look. I'll send you the video.
Really?
He kind of hits him on the shoulder. Marco hit him in a more loving way. Marco goes by and, like, hits him, you know, in a loving way.
Well, you know what? This is a club. It's just part of their... the only one who's outside the club at the moment, I think, is Rubio. I think he really is estranged, although they're all friendly with each other to a point. I noticed when Rand Paul was still up on the second chair, he was not paying much attention to any of them, nor them to him. He does really feel like and look like and seem like an outsider.
He's the outlaw, sort of.
Right.
You know?
And that's
but
why
I
like
Ted
him.
Cruz is the one that no one likes, really.
Yeah. Well, he's not.
Know?
Yeah, he doesn't. And he's not likable, and he deserves not to have anybody's support, in my opinion. What do you mean? Oh. I don't. I think the
a
guy.
Harsh.
Here's, let's see, what did I see? Speaking of harsh. The Gilmore interview, which we aired yesterday, here was some of the feedback. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Greg wrote, that was a great interview. John wrote, he's not even on the radar. He must be made of money if he keeps going. He could put that towards something useful. Holly, Gilmore's still running? I thought he dropped out.
Oh, no.
Ramon said he sounded like a typical politician. William wrote, go back to Virginia, sir. Thank you for those comments.
Missing them in Virginia.
Exactly. So in terms of what was going on, I told you we have all these, maybe mention a few of these people that are running that we don't know. But what I found most interesting yesterday was if you listen to the New Hampshire radio stations, because this year both radio and television are big, radio being used more. Because, in fact, in this sort of an arena, it has more of a reach specifically aimed at voters, potentially. Whereas television, you just shoot at everybody. plenty ads on the Boston stations, plenty ads on the Manchester station. But Hillary Clinton was way out there. Between the 1st of January and yesterday, 758 commercials ran on Boston radio stations, 1,952 commercials ran on radio stations in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders bought even more radio spots, 791 in Boston and 1,571 in New Hampshire. 2,362 times there have been commercials running about Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire, which I thought was pretty interesting. the next biggest advertiser was Carly Fiorina.
Really?
Her Super PAC was the next biggest advertiser, both in Boston and in New Hampshire. Almost as many as was run by Sanders and by, I think she might do better than, somebody said in a, let me see where I find this, the Twitter post yesterday on Carly Fiorina. Greg wrote, while she picked the best table to sit at, her candidacy is completely flamed out. I'm not sure I believe that. I think she could still be in the back of the mind of somebody looking for good vice presidential material.
Yeah, I think or Secretary of State. Wouldn't you like to see her as Secretary of State?
In some management. I'd like to see her as in a management position. And by the way, for those of you who are saying, oh, why is Gilmore in there? These people run to get to know the front runners. Gilmore, I don't know this for a fact, but I kind of watch his body language. And when he's around other politicians, he sort of lights up. I think that he is looking for a job. I think that there's something, what could he be, Secretary of Education, you know, something like
looking
that.
Looking for a job, looking for, I mean, look, looking for influence. Their notoriety. They can write books, their speaking engagement money goes up.
Yeah.
I mean, to have former presidential candidate behind your name doesn't hurt you.
No, doesn't at all. All right, so food for thought anyway. I was interested in Lindsey Graham still being on the ballot up there. And Mike Huckabee is still on the ballot in New Hampshire.
I just put one down for him.
Kevin Huey is from Aurora, Colorado.
Kevin Huey, right?
All right. Here we are at 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams. No more, love more.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Meredith told me my voice sounded weak yesterday. I think it was, frankly. I didn't feel
you know.
Like,
I don't know. You were in a very. Explain where you were because it was loud in that room.
I was in.
Even the strongest would have sounded weak.
Well, I think it was just my voice has been affected somewhat in the last few weeks by a tightness in my throat. I think that came from. I think my darling. Well, I think Miles, who had a cold. I get low grade. I never really get a cold, but I get a low grade infection or whatever that is. Stuff is that just sort of sticks with you.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it.
A little crud.
Yeah, a little bit of crud there. Somebody asked me yesterday, who knows that I've, this is the 28th year of doing the Good Day program, what it is, what's your approach to this? Why are you doing this still?
That's a great question.
And I said, basically, my idea at this point is to satirize media. There's so much pomposity on the air everywhere. Listening to other, even though Mr. Bennett is going away and Hugh Hewitt's going to be in his place on that network, it's two peas in a pod. Just Hewitt's pomposity is a little more underscored than Bennett's was.
I love.
You love what?
I told you about. I love Bill Bennett. I never knew that I did.
Yeah.
Until I met him the other day.
Yeah, really.
At a conference.
Yeah.
And there was a panel discussion going on.
Did he know who you were? No.
I
he didn't know you
so.
Were on with me. No. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
But he was very funny because he was the only one in the crowd who was like giving it back to the people on the panel.
Yeah, well, he didn't care at that point because he's going away. All right.
In fact, he actually raised his hand and went, challenge.
Good for you. Speaking about people that are pompous, man, they're going to run that company.
Fun. No, fun.
Yes. Okay. I can't speak ill of them because you're working for them. That's the only reason that I'll curb enthusiasm for throwing rocks at them. Yeah. Okay, so here's Conan O'Brien from last night's program joking about the New Hampshire primary being on the same day as Mardi Gras. I'd forgotten about that.
Tomorrow is the New Hampshire primary, and it's also Mardi Gras. Same day. Yeah. New Hampshire primary, Mardi Gras. In other words, two occasions where thousands of people screamed for boobs. While campaigning in New Hampshire, Jeb Bush said that Marco Rubio has never been challenged in his life. That's what Jeb said about Marco, yeah. Then Jeb told the shocking story about the time his father put him in charge of his own trust fund.
Okay. Stephen Colbert joking about the primary as well.
The Granite State weighs in, and all eyes have been on Marco Rubio, who stunned all the politicos when he won Iowa by coming in third. Never been done before. Never been done. But despite the rubementum, the senator may have tripped up in Saturday's debate by sticking too closely to his talking points. But thankfully, Chris Christie was there to helpfully curb stomp him in the neck.
Let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Let's dispel with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
You see, everybody, I want the people at home to think about this. That's what Washington, D.C. does. The memorized 25-second speech that is exactly what his advisors gave him.
Boom! Direct hit!
All right. Here's Seth Meyers joking about the same stuff.
Chris Christie, in a new interview, continued to criticize Marco Rubio for his performance in this weekend's debate and said Rubio is scripted and not spontaneous, to which Marco Rubio replied, "That's not true, comma. I speak from the heart, exclamation point." Donald Trump said this weekend he feels the Iowa caucus results were very unfair to himself and Dr. Ben Carson. Other things Trump considers unfair to him include Google, sidewalks, shoelaces, oxygen, and Dame Judi Dench.
28 past the hour. Warren Eckstein up next here on Good Day. No, Dr. Chambers is here.
Jim Kinhan's question to a presidential candidate reverberates in a cacophonous White House race. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Whatever your politics, Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, Jim Kinhan's question to presidential candidate Hillary Clinton at a town hall this week applies to you as much as to him. Mr. Kinhan, who has advanced colon cancer, asked Mrs. Clinton this: "I wonder what leadership you could offer to help enhance end of life with dignity. Here's the thing. Modern medicine has medicalized dying, and the results aren't pretty. DCOC advice? Young, old, all of us need to let the people you love and the people that love you know what your end-of-life wishes are. Time to plan is now, not when you're in crisis. Google the Aging with Dignity 5 Wishes Program." This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription strength medicine available over the counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, In the Groove, if you will, for the Tuesday primary day in New Hampshire. Kyle, we used to call him as a kid Cow Hampshire. As a matter of fact, I knew a fellow, I remember going to an auction when I was in my 20s, and the fellow that was the auctioneer's license plate was Cow. So immediately, I went to the Massachusetts Registry and got the same license plate. So for years, on my car, my license plate was Cow.
License plates, this is a hashtag, license plates that women would never have.
Cow.
Let's start a hashtag on Twitter.
Yes. License plates. Well, that actually would be kind of cool to do. Let's do that. Not today. Save that for tomorrow.
Not today. Not today.
No, we can't do it. Yeah, right. This is going to be, today is going to be this, pretty much this ongoing focus on the New Hampshire primary. Here's Emily Matus, who's a reporter on the BBC. The focus is here on New Hampshire. This is from the English point of view, and she focuses on what people are doing to support Bernie Sanders.
There are different ways of expressing your commitment to a candidate. The T-shirt, the bumper sticker, and then there's this. A permanent tattoo of his head on your skin.
Yeah, and then he was there announcing...
Here in Bernie Sanders' home state of Vermont, they're offering them free to any supporter who wants one.
All right, who's next?
Sure enough, his fans, let's call them Sandinistas, are queuing up. It's Jenny Stern. She's a psychology student at the nearby University of Vermont.
I never voted in a presidential election before. I think that even if he doesn't get the nomination, I think that this is just the beginning of something very, very large.
And they're nearly all young women. Bernie's got my back, Danica tells me. She peels off the plaster to show me. You don't worry that a tattoo is for life, not for Christmas.
No, I think actually to me, because he is such a brave person and he's so, like, his message and what he's doing is so iconic to me, that's timeless.
All right. So there you go.
Are these people absolutely bananas?
Yeah.
Well,
why
the thing
in the heck would you get a tattoo with Bernie Sanders? Why would you get a tattoo with anybody's name that is not at least related to you?
Well,
my goodness.
That isn't the main thing. The thrust is yours is maybe A, but B on that is what the second lady said there. This is the beginning of a huge movement. I agree with that. It is.
And guess who's standing on the shores watching this all go by her?
Who?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, well.
This woman's movement for Bernie Sanders has got Hillary Clinton firing her campaign staff because she's lost. She's losing by 8 points with women voters to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. And Madeleine Albright said it didn't help, even though it wasn't named.
Forget that. Madeleine Albright is a little senile anyway, and she says that there's a special place in hell for women that...
I don't know if she's senile. She's going to be on the program in the next hour. We'll find out.
Well, I know she's not senile, Doug, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Sounds a little out of it.
So,
but here's what gets me totally ticked off. Gloria Steinem, who's been going to rallies, forget what Madeleine Albright says. Gloria Steinem goes around talking about the reason that women do not support Hillary Clinton is because they're trying to meet men at Bernie Sanders rallies.
I didn't hear that. Really?
Oh, if you want to make me absolutely furious, how dare you, fake feminist, start going after women who don't support your candidate and instead say that they don't have a political passion for someone else, that they're actually just trying to meet a husband?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That makes my stomach flip.
What you should have that conversation with Meredith, man, that's your view on that. So let me just
go meet boys.
But we're missing the main point here.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. The main point is that with the second voice there and the beginning of a really big movement and change in this country, if we're the millennials are basically socialists. They've been the country has not worked. The system hasn't worked for them. What they don't understand is that they have to work for themselves. But they've been so ruined, if you will, by the way they're taught in school and what they're taught by the news media. They don't have a perspective on what it takes to make things work. So the country, if it goes in the direction that many of them wanted to go in, will collapse because it cannot survive under the circumstances. No matter who comes in this year, I'm hoping that somebody like Bloomberg or somebody who's a business-focused person who understands what the taxation system is doing to jobs. And, I mean, all the candidates who took Jim Gilmore's idea, this was his idea years ago, and now they're all running with it. We have to change the tax structure. Well, we do. Otherwise, more jobs are going to go overseas. We become more dependent on the government. The government borrows more money, and it collapses through its own weight. It cannot continue. And so, but the millennials wanted to go that way because government hasn't worked for them because they've been taught that government is everything instead of government being nothing other than to serve you in a way that helps you become an individual, a unique individual. That's not what these people are becoming.
Call it a conspiracy, Dougie, if you want. I might. Or call it just an error in the way that we've been teaching our kids. Civics has been absent from classrooms.
It is a conspiracy and an error. Both of those.
In the bulk of the lives of millennials.
Yeah.
And they don't understand how to make meaningful, real change.
They don't understand how to make money.
Violent. They don't understand how to make money. They don't understand that it takes hard work and that things aren't just handed to you like a cell phone when you're 12.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you don't, there's this,
and
like,
parents have done
missing.
The same thing. The kids have been spoiled by their parents. Children think they're supposed to, as you suggested, have their own smartphone at 12. What? Are you kidding?
But it's a real, it's a real issue. When you, that survey, I think I mentioned it to you yesterday, is out of people that are going to vote Democratic. 42% of them are okay or supportive of socialism.
Yeah, right. They don't even know what it is.
Oh, that's the scary thing, is if you go to Bernie Sanders rallies and you get these guys that are trying to do gotchas and they ask the people at the rally, what is socialism? Most people can't answer.
They don't know what it is. No. Next step below communism. 888-302-3640. Let me go to Jack. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack, is here with us on Good Day. Before we pause, Jennifer was talking about the tattoos that are being given to Bernie Sanders supporters. What happens to a system? My son has a lot of tattoos. What happens to a system that's exposed to this ink and to the puncturing of the skin and all the other things? is it better because the inks are better? My son says that all the inks that are being used now are non-whatever the word is. What do you know or think about the tattoos that are either permanent, maybe, you know, the ones that aren't permanent, I guess that makes any difference, but permanent tattoos, what do they do to you?
Well, there is still some leakage, leakage of the paint fibers that get into the bloodstream, even though they claim that these things are safe now. It's not safe to put paint underneath the surface of the skin. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this stuff has a slow leakage, and some people are more sensitive to it than others. Some people can probably have, you know, the world map on their back and be fine. Some other people can have their lover's name tattooed on their arm and suffer a slow neurodegenerative problem because it's affecting the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you can't just lay out a blanket statement and say, well, they're safe now. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, if you want, I think what I'm not sure. My son is a very unique, independent sort, and this was a I think was an up yours when he first got it done. It was an up yours to me and his mother.
From there,
yeah.
And then it's become. I mean, he's an adult, and he has them, and it is part of, in a sense, some of the work that he does. He has two jobs. One of them is a drug counselor, and he identifies the kids that he is helping are 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. And they think it's cool, so at least there is a connection. Because normally, by the time he gets to be his age, 16, 17-year-olds don't pay any attention to somebody who's close to 40. They don't. They have no value. But it's been a help in a sense. But it's kind of too bad because it's kind of artificial. What did you start to say?
Well, I'm glad there's some connection, and maybe there's some trade-off there that might be worth something. But
concern me. It's always concerned me.
Yeah, there it is. And some of that stuff absolutely will show up in the liver in time.
Yeah.
There's studies that show that.
Well, we have to give him. How about if I give him a bottle of the enzymes? That may help.
Well, that would certainly help a lot.
Fix him up a little. All right, so I have to work that out. Dr. Jack Stockwell here in a moment with the latest. Actually, a couple of different things as we finish the Super Bowl celebration. Let's get back to reality about traumatic brain injuries.
Sure.
And also a conversation about the not only the enzymes, which are cool, but also we have this new thyroid deal, which Jack needs to talk a little bit more about. A couple of other things as medicine and the medical community in focus next here on Good Day.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's tax time, and that means refunds coming your way. On average, Americans expect to get approximately $2,000 back on this year's tax returns, according to a Tax Time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. But the survey also shows that 34% of Americans have regrets on how they spent or didn't spend their tax refund. I'm Risa Jill Miller. You spend a year paying taxes, so why blow your money on something you'll regret? As you look for opportunities to make your tax refund go further, ask yourself, why haven't you switched to a no-contract wireless phone plan? More than 66 million Americans said they wanted to spend less on their phone bill. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get access to the best phones on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Our no-contract unlimited plan is just $45 a month. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. Please see terms and conditions of service at StraightTalkSwitch.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant
will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by Web Bank and affiliates of Avant Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Now, 46 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell with this Nooka chiropractor, known as someone who understands the entire body. That's why I respect him. He has at the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, two things of interest and importance to you. Number one, the podcasts that come out every week. He and his wife, Mary, who's an excellent medical practitioner, they work on certain problems and try to find solutions. So what's the theme of the podcast this week, Jack?
Oh, it's on three things you need to stop compromising on now.
And they, well, you want to give us one?
I'll give you all three really fast.
All right.
Dairy versus non-dairy substitutes, sugar versus artificial sweeteners, and regular soda versus diet soda.
Ah, okay.
And how those three things right there can turn your life around.
I'm really at the point in my life where, as sad as it makes me feel, I do have a dairy lactose issue, and I can't get raw milk anymore because I'm not doing it myself, although I may go back to milking a few cows at some point. But I'm finding that I'm really allergic. It's creating lots of phlegm in my system, and I don't like it. And I have milk with my cereal. Normally, that's the only time I have it, but it's not agreeing with me, and that's the reason that my voice sounds the way that it does. All right. So, thyroid pill. You've got this new thyroid thing. What is it called? What do you have a new name for this thyroid thing?
Ageless thyroid.
Ageless thyroid. All right. So, when is that going to be available at ForbiddenDoctor.com?
Probably by the beginning of March is what we're looking for.
All right. That's in the meantime, when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you'll find the podcast. You'll find lots of information. Also, the Long Life Energy Enzymes. That is a terrific product. The whole thing is explained at ForbiddenDoctor.com, why you need to have these enzymes. I'm finding them more and more important. Not that I didn't believe Jack before, but what I feel and sense in my own body is that the enzymes help to break down better the things that you're eating so that it goes into a nutritional state better, more thoroughly in your body. And you need it as you grow older. You need more energy. You need more support. You need to have the food utilized better by your body, and that's why these enzymes are as cool as they are and as important as they are, from my perspective, anyway. So you can order them and use the code Doug if you want. Get a 10% discount at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so there's also a protocol discussion about the traumatic brain injury. This after the Super Bowl, and everybody's worked out of that. There was an incident on the field where one of the players grabbed the helmet of another player and just basically twisted his head around and threw him on the ground. This would have done major cervical damage to this guy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So what do we need to know? What is in this, the protocol for traumatic brain injury is after the fact.
Well, it's after the fact. And the thing that's most important here is repeated injuries. So, you know, you can be in a car accident and your head hit the steering wheel, or just the whiplash, even though you've got a seatbelt on. That's one of the most common causes of head injury anyway, is that kind of an accidental impact.
Mm-hmm.
Falls, people fall down. I took care of two patients yesterday, just recent falls on the ice. I said, did your head hit the ice? No, we landed on our butt, we landed on our knees, two different things. But there's still that little whiplash action that can take place in the neck. And remember, your brain is floating in a bag of water.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, and that's designed to help support support it, to float it, to give it some buoyancy, and to protect it. But it's kind of like, you know, you take a can of peaches and you kick that can of peaches down the street till all sides are dented in, and you open it up, and for most part, those peaches are still okay because they've been contained in this area of water, the container of water. But when it hits the same place, which is often the result of football or other kinds of contact sports, headers and soccer, using your head as a support in wrestling,
craziness,
all this elbows into the head when you're playing basketball, when you get the injury in the same place repeatedly, that's when the real damage takes place.
Yeah.
And anybody that wants that protocol, if they'll just get a hold of, office at jackstockwell.com, well, I'll send them a free protocol.
All right. ForbiddenDoctor.com, lots of info there. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here we are at 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time, and here I get a chance to shine a couple of times a week. I get to present to you all that I know about technology. So I become, Jennifer, a technological marvel, an expert in the tech field for just a few moments every other day or a couple of times a week. And I relish that role, which I will play for you in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, first of all, the shares of Twitter yesterday fell to record lows. I just don't get what's wrong with people. Well, maybe the focus ought to be on Wall Street. What's wrong with these knuckleheads? Their shares declined more than 5% yesterday, went down to 1470 before closing at 1490. They've lost more than half their value since the co-founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, took over as CEO last summer. Twitter already struggling with slower use growth. I thought it was Facebook that was slowing down. Maybe they're both slowing down. And so what's the next thing? What are millennials, the younger people, are they using Instagram, Pinterest? Jennifer,
Instagram,
what's being...
Tumblr is huge.
Tumblr.
Yeah.
What's the difference between, for the unwashed, Tumblr and what's there now?
Tumblr is more of a blogging site. There's more text involved. Instagram, I think, for the social media sites is probably the big one. Snapchat's also pretty popular at the moment.
Yeah.
And those videos and pictures allegedly disappear after a certain amount of time.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
LinkedIn yesterday, the focus was on the this site, which is basically built around professionals, but its shares are tanking as well, because investors have been told that people are not using LinkedIn the way it was aimed. Well, they aren't using it because it doesn't perform. It doesn't work. It's not. It's a waste of time. I don't care. I belong to LinkedIn. I don't see any benefit from using it at all. I think more and more people are going away from using it. And maybe it's because more and more younger people are coming along, as Jennifer suggested, and they want to use Tumblr or some of these other ways of connecting. Speaking of connecting, you're closer than ever to Kevin Bacon. Did you know that, thanks to Facebook, Jen?
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Average pair of Facebook users now only have 3.57 degrees of separation between them and Kevin Bacon, a vast improvement of the popular statistic that shows two people on Earth are six or fewer acquaintances apart from Kevin Bacon. When did that start? I think it was...
Years ago. I mean, this has been something. I think it was when he was kind of having that lull in his career. That's when it really started.
Right. So Friends Day, I think, is the 12th, if I'm not mistaken. That's when.
Are you going to be a present for Friends Day?
Friends Day. This is the most important item of the day. So take note. If you think having a password on your wireless connection will protect you, think again. Cyber thieves know how to circumvent passwords these days and enter the system without them. I did not know this. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
They can snoop through your email, steal your credit card numbers, access your banking accounts. But there seems to be a solution that you can use to have your Wi-Fi protected. And you can find I have my guys that take care of very simple, sweet guys that do a great job with my computer. And they've told me that there's a way, and I'm going to have them. I actually should have one of them come on to protect. There's a shield you can get to keep hackers and stuff away, which is obviously what I want to do, especially tax time when you're doing your tax return. You don't want people nosing around those. 59 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.